Wir sind in Relation and Base. We are towards the end of CK. The second line from the bottom and up you test. To muta losai chitim lesoich reichayim shalmayim samuch lachasheicha. A person has a mill, a mill areichayim shalmayim, that means it was powdered, it was powered through water, that made the mill work. And he's going to put chitim into the mill, and it's going to start, it's starting to grind the chitim, and it will continuously grind the chitim. He put 20 pounds of chitim into this mill right before Shabbos, and the mill is the stones of the mill are moving and grinding, and he did this before Shabbos, and this is permissible. Now, what is the chiddush? Hago v'loy chayshinon lahashmoas koil. Now, people are going to walk by Shabbos, and they hear this noisy mill working on Shabbos. Shayimru, they're going to say, Rechayim shel ploini teichnois b'Shabbos. His mill is working on Shabbos. It's a Yiddish mill, and it's working on Shabbos. So they will say that he made it work in Shabbos. That's the chash. The chash is that if they hear it working in Shabbos, they might say that he made it work in Shabbos. Vafal pikein, the mechaber holds this is permissible. There's no such gzeirah. Zofter emor, v'yeish oisrim b'rechayim. And now there's asr, that it will be asr. V'chol mokoyim, sheyeish lochoish la'ashmoes koil. If he does anything that is noisy, and people are aware what is happening, that this is a noise coming out from a meloche, so we do answer. We answer this that people will say that it was done in Shabbos, and we do answer. So the Rama says that's how we are noyig, not like the Machaber, and we do not permit to do such a thing. Miyu b'mokim seido yesh lahokil. But if by not permitting him to use the mill there'll be a tremendous hafsid, so we'll be seimach on the first day. We have here 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, so we'll be seimach yesh lahakul. G'mayshniz boilel seim simen reish mem dalet. Now we will see the Mishnah Berurah will understand a little better what the chiddush is over here. La says chitim, the Machaber says, one is permitted to load up. There was like, in this mill, there was a tremendous base kibble that they used to put the kernels in, that then it went through pipes and it went into the grounding chalik of the mill. That means there's two parts in this grinding process. You pour in the kernels, and then you open up to let the water make that the stones of the mill should start grinding. So whatever you do before Shabbos is good. You can put the chitim in. You can make the whole noise will start working, will start grinding. As long as you did this before Shabbos, according to the Mechaber, this is mutter. Shel mayim, but he was only matam if this was a rechayim shel mayim. The loy shel behemer, bizman chazal they had a rechayim, a mill that works with behemoths. Behemoths used to make that the stones of the mill should turn around. So mameilem. That'll be also in Shabbos. The other mitzvah of Shvises behemtoy, because his behemoths are working on Shabbos. So then it's like the Mechaber. If it's noisy, we're talking about a noisy thing. Over chol mokayim, kol al bozer, kol kiyote bozer, hamashmiya kol, that you hear it. You hear, you pass by, you go outside, you hear the noise. So everything which will fall into this category, and as we'll learn this halacha, we'll see it's negaya many things bismaneinu. The avsha milse, because everyone knows about it. The ik is ilusa leShabbos. There's a zilzul in Shabbos that people see that his mill is working, and they might think that he put it on in Shabbos. That's the problem. So therefore, a yid has a mill and he wants his mill to start going. He's arranging that the mill should start working before Shabbos, and it'll go in Shabbos, and everyone is aware of this, everyone hears this. According to the Mechaber, it's muto. Ve'im harichayim shaleini Yehudi, what if it's a goyish emil? Bevadai shori loseis l'soicha mi boidyoin? The whole zilzul is that people will say that he's grinding in Shabbos. They won't know when he put in the kernels, when he started the mill. So there's a zilzul in Shabbos that we will say that he did it in Shabbos. But if it's a goy's mill and he goes to the goy and he puts in the kernels, no problem. Or if he rented out his mill to the goy, so now they know this is rented out to a goy, so by schiris, this is a dova shriach, so it's also mutter. V'im Yisroel mosa le'eini Yehudi atbuya mi bo'id yoim. Now, so till now we're speaking about that the yid put the kernels in. He did it before Shabbos. We have a shaila of a shmos girl, so the Mechaber says it's mutter, and about the givis if it's a goy's mill, it's icha mutter, or if he rented out his mill to a goy, it's mutter. Vima Yisrael Mosel Laini Yehudi Atchua Mi Boidyoin. Now let's go on a different shaila. A goy had kernels of wheat, and he went over to a goyish miller who grinds wheat, and he gives over these kernels Erev Shabbos. Oz, and he didn't tell him when to grind these kernels. Oz, afimein yudi toichen oisam b'shabes shori mekotzar. So these are the dinim that we learned. If he gave the guy is being paid for his services, the guy is doing it in his mill. He did not tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. The guy wants to get it done and over with, so it's mutter. Then the Yehudi adaited the Nam Sheyovin. So they do, you go, yeah?
Yeah.
Before he said that he put it in before Shabbos. The guy put it in on Shabbos. Here we're talking about everything was done before Shabbos. So he said it's mutter. Now we're talking about the guy is putting in his wheat, his kernels on Shabbos. So he says if it's kotzat, he gave him a certain amount of money for grinding his kernels, and he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And he's doing it in his mill, and he does it on Shabbos. That's also mutter. Here we're saying a bigger chiddush. Fine. It's irrelevant. If he's doing it by himself, that's like he's giving to a cleaner. The cleaner does it on Shabbos. Then you do the Yehudi Adayta Dinavshi of it. Rak Shalayamid Yisrael Efloy the Mehdi Kishluchoy. But he shouldn't stand there the whole time while he's grinding his kernels, because then it looks like he's a shliach. He's standing there and while he's grinding it, so it looks like he's a shliach. Just like we had a small guy not allowed to do by me in the house, because it looks like I told him to do it. If I go over to the mill and the guy goes and is grinding it and I'm standing there, we have the same marasayim. But what is, we're talking about Erens Shilas. He has kernels that have to be ground for Pesach. Now he has to be there. He gave the kernels to the guy. The guy told him he's going to do it on Shabbos, which is also mutter. It's kotzat. The guy didn't tell the guy when to do it. The guy says, I'm going to do it on Shabbos. No, the guy, now we have shmurim, we have kernels that are shomer michimot. This guy is going to be there. Who knows what the guy is going to do? He'll drink his coffee over the kernel. Who knows what he's going to do? So he has to stay there. He has to be there, or else he just lost the shmurim, that's it. Then we're matter with the tzairach mitzvah. I mean, else he won't have shmurah matzah. So he's allowed to stay. They shouldn't talk with the goy. But upon him, he's allowed to be there. V'chein mutter lo'ayshiv shomer shelo yignav ha'ein yehudi. A second reason to be there, fellow, not by Pesach. He can give the guy 20 sacks of kernels, and the guy at the end will take a few sacks for himself, and will give him this as the flour, a good dog. So he's also allowed to be there. If there's a shash hamsin, he might steal the sack of food. The guy. But he shouldn't talk with the guy. Just stand there, keep your eyes open. But don't have a whole schmooze with the guy, because you have a schmooze with the guy, maybe it looks like that he's your shliach, that you're not allowed to do it. So that was the machaba. The machaba held that it's mutter. Bimkoim seida. The Gemara said, no, we hold that it's also, and that's the minig. The minig is that it's also. You're not allowed to put in kernels in your mill Erev Shabbos, because people hear it, and there's a zilus in the Shabbos, people will say he put it in Shabbos. But if there's a big hamsin, that means if we will ask you to put in the kernels before Shabbos, you'll have a big hamsin, then we're saying on the first day, Atam, does Yochalis Moichadei Rishoine, Shamakel Eflitain Miboidyoim. Avol be Shabbos, but to put it in Shabbos, also lita in apilu ayideini Yehudi v'apilu uschiroi, but to put it to his mill on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. V'yase shtam mechira leini Yehudi v'moichil le ala Shabbos. If he wanted it should be done on Shabbos, he should rent out the rechayim to the goy. Now, we'll come back to the machlokes, the machaber, and the ramosum. But let us just go a little further. So fine. So we have here the machaber was matel hashmoas koil. We said what the reason is why it's awesome. People will think that he put it in Shabbos, and people hear how the smil is going. But the machaber says it's mutter. The Ramah says we paskin it's also. Unless b'makim say that one could be make. Omuta lahamid kli mishkoilois shekoilin zeiger me'erev Shabbos. Now we're going to have a very interesting remor and a more interesting machloikis shot in this remor. Now the remor is speaking about a person had a big Ben clock, a big clock, and every hour it used to ring. That was the clock. Now, this clock did not work by electricity, especially this man of the mall. This clock worked that he used to wind up the clock. Some of the clock worked for a day, so he used to wind up the clock Erev Shabbos, and now he has a clock that's going to work for 24 hours. Every hour you're going to hear a coil. That's his big Ben. He's going to do this. So now let us just appreciate the Shaila. Now a person is going to pass by this person's house 2 hours after Shabbos, at Shabbos already, it's 9 o'clock. He hears the clock is making noise. Now, how did this happen? Well, the Yid wound up the clock. When did he wind up the clock? So, l'chayre would be a mokim to say. So, according to the Machaber, we don't have such chashoshes. Just like by a rechayim, you hear at 9 o'clock, you pass by, you hear the rechayim working. Is this that the Yid put in the flour and he made the milk to start going? He didn't take it before Shabbos. We're not chayes. But according to the Ramah says, we're machma, and if you hear 9 o'clock the mill going, that's a zilus of the Shabbos. People will be choishet, he set up the mill in Shabbos. So l'choirem, here also the same thing. You shouldn't be allowed to wind up the clock erev Shabbos, because people will pass by in Shabbos, and they'll hear the clock every hour. It's ringing. L'chayre, this should be similar to a rechay. Zot the remor. You'll hear. Zeron to santo zachin, you'll hear. Omote lahamit kli mishkoiloi shekoirin zeiger me'erev Shabbos. Af al pi shemashmiya koil lohidiya hashois b'Shabbos. You hear it. 9 o'clock, you hear a Big Ben. You know that, you know how this Big Ben works. You put it before and it works for 24 hours. Everyone knows how it works. So here, by listening, to hearing this Big Ben 9 o'clock, no one will ever call him that he wound it up 10 to 9. Yeah, you know, you wind it up. And it works for 24 hours. So no one will be choishing him. He wound it up 10 to 9. Because people know how it works. That is the Gemara. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ki ha'kol yoidim, that means if you pass by 9 o'clock and you hear this Big Ben ringing, everyone knows he did not put it on 10 to 9. He put it on. It's a 24-hour clock. You wound it up. That's what everyone does. You don't wind it up 15 minutes before the hour it should ring every hour. You wind it up for 24 hours. So everyone knows that so hearing it ring 9 o'clock, no one will ever be questioned in that he did something a quarter to 9. The law yachshidu shemidai b'shabbos. Fine. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, this is the prima godem, which we will see a lot of things. V'hine muchach kam. Zokta Mishnah Berurah. Now, what will be, let's go with the Echshad. He did wind it up a quarter to 9. So what's the problem? So we see from the Gemara, if people would think that he wound it up a quarter to 9, it'll be also. But the Gemara said, it's the thing. People know a clock doesn't work like that. You don't wind it every 15 minutes before the hour. You wind it up for 24 hours. So when you hear it ringing 9 o'clock, you won't be choshed he did it a quarter to 9, because everyone knows how the clock works. But it would seem from the Gemara, I learned this Gemara that a person would not be allowed to wind up the clock in Shabbos. But the Gemara said, we won't be choshed them because we know how a clock works. Now, so what is the Yisrael? So l'chayre, the Isser is, according to the Prima Godem, could be, or see soon, could be an Isser, the writer of Boine or Maki Befatish. You have a clock that is not working. You have to wind it in order to make it work. So this is Boine or Maki Befatish. You're making something that bad function. You're making it work. What? Yeah, no, it works with a spring. It works whatever. It's either going to make a patish. There's a spring that you tighten, and now it works. And without tightening the spring, it doesn't work. It's even called going to make a patish. Now, so now we understand what people would be choshed them. They would be choshed them. He wound it up without this idea that the Gemara said that everyone knows that you don't do it a quarter to 9. It'd be choshed them. He wound it up a quarter to 9. There's an issue. Now the Prima Godem was Mesubikrit and he said, there I said, to wind a clock, to wind a watch and Shabbos, v'afilu loyme leini Yehudi lamidei b'Shabbos. So to tell a goy, I hear here a Gemara that it's also to wind the clock. So to tell a goy to wind the clock in Shabbos l'tzorech mitzvah, leidus man krishme usvile, then came Tzorichiyun, so he says in the Tzorichiyun, the Efshel, the Yeshboi, Meloche, the Baal Torah. Maybe this is also Mina Torah. That means this Yisrael, to wind up a clock in Shabbos, could be an Yisrael Deraita. So if an Yisrael Deraita, I won't know what time it is, I won't know when to Lein Krishma, I won't know anything, I hear here a clock, it just stopped, you have to wind it up. To tell a goy to wind it up, could be you're not allowed to, because it's a shmus, one shmus, L'Seirich Mitzvah, which is also. Yeah, that's in the Eshbei Melochi and the Baal Torem, Lehutai Deyeni Yehudi, Apile Bamochi Mitzvah, Vayin Lekamon Besimin Shin Lamed Ches, Vemishlemu, Mashiach Nichtoi Bozel. Fine. So now, let us just summarize what we learned till now. We had over here a Mechaba that said a person is permitted, but let's go, we paskin like the Gemara, that a person is not permitted to do a malacha before Shabbos, to do a malacha before Shabbos, which will be, the noise will be heard for people, by people in Shabbos. There's a shad, people might say he put it on in Shabbos, so there's a shad. Unless Bimokim say that we are Mekel. So now let's talk about some modern shilas. To put on right before Shabbos a washing machine, a dishwasher, which is noisy, so Memele, so they stell so, I'm sorry, Ms. Alman, stell so to this. Because unless a person comes in right before Shabbos, I need the clothing by Shabbos. If I won't put it in, I won't have it. So that's Mokim Seidi. He can be Seimach on the Ramon himself was Mekel. But if it's not Mokim Seidi, if something that's noisy, that people can hear from the outside, people will be hushing, you put it on in Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, a radio you put on before Shabbos. I want to hear what's happening. Or put it on with a Shabbos clock in Shabbos. Is this itself? This is the Gemara. People will say he put it on in Shabbos. Unless he put it on that it's so low that you can't hear from outside. That is a lemaite halachis, which the G'dayli Achroinim learned from this mechaba. Yes. Now, unless it's very quiet and only you can hear. Okay. Now let's go a little further. We're talking about the radio as well. Now, the Issel, the way we understood the Issel, we see the way the Mishneh Berura understood the Issel. The Mishneh Berura understood the Issel. This is the Prima. He says, the Ramah said that you're allowed to wind up a big Ben Erev Shabbos. He was not afraid that people say he wound it up in Shabbos. Five states is an Issa to wind in Shabbos. It could be an Issa there. I said the Prima God himself. So the problem over here by this Big Ben was a problem that people will think he wound it in Shabbos and was Mechalo Shabbos, was Melechus Boine, Melechus Magim Apad. That is the problem over here. And the Gemara says, you don't have to be afraid of it. The people will never think he did such a thing. The Seger is, you wind it up before Shabbos. Now, let me say over a Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when he brings down this Ramah, he has another Mahalach in the Ramah. We'll see more of the Kechidushim. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says as follows. The Ramah said it is mutter. The Gemara said that it is mutter to wind up this clock Erev Shabbos. V'loyevoyu loymer sheimidoi b'Shabbos, that he made it in Shabbos. V'ovar al zeirat chachomim sh'osu lashmiya kol b'Shabbos b'chli ha'miyuchid l'kar. He did not make an ASIC about winding up the clock. Did not make an ASIC of Boino Amaki Bapatish. He said the problem is different. The problem is that people, when they hear the 9 o'clock, they hear the clock ringing. So there's a nisa b'shmoyes koil. There's a nisa b'shmoyes. A nisa b'rabbonon b'shmoyes koil. You're not allowed to make. Well, he'll speak about it very soon. There's a nisa b'shmoyes koil. B'kli ha'miyuchid l'kach. You're not allowed to be mashmiya koil. What? No. That's because I'll ask him the rabbonon shem yisak and kele. But I'm not allowed to play a drum on Shabbos. And we'll see two more than that. But I'm not. But the Isser is, that's the Isser of the Rabbonim. There's the Isser of Ashmoy's Krill and Shabbos. So now when you hear that this is ringing on Shabbos, so I will say that he was Mashmiya Krill. So just the Rabbon, no, people know you said this before Shabbos, no Shabbos. Right. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Rab said. So now we will understand a moiridike chumra of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe cleared a shaila. We wouldn't call him of such a shaila, and we wouldn't call him from such a psak. But this is what Rav Moshe said. And Igris Moshe is a shaila. Are you allowed to set an alarm clock? I'm not talking about an electric alarm clock, a poshut alarm clock. Are you allowed to set an alarm clock Erev Shabbos? It's going to ring on Shabbos. I want to wake up. I want to wake up at least for davening. What's the ninja want to wake up? So am I allowed to set an alarm clock Erev Shabbos? It should ring on Shabbos. Zotra Moshe. It's also. No, not it's also. It matters how loud the alarm is. If you can hear the alarm in the second room, it's awesome. Why is it awesome? This Ramah. Because the Ramah said, why are you allowed to have a Big Ben? Because when do you set this Big Ben? He said that Big Ben is 24 hours before. So the mailer, when it rings 9 o'clock at night, there's no one will be questioning to me, he did something in Shabbat. They'll say that, no, he did it 5 o'clock, an hour before Shabbat. Just Rav Moshe, but when do you set an alarm clock? You set an alarm clock before you go to sleep. You set the alarm. A poshut alarm clock. That's not talking about electricity. You pull up the lever, then it should go on, go up, whatever it is. So you set it before you go to sleep. And now in the morning it's going to ring, 7 o'clock, and someone in the next room hears it's ringing the alarm clock. So the Gemara says it's also. It's like also. So Rav Moshe learns like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He doesn't bring down anything, but you see from Rav Moshe, he learns like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Chiddush of the Gemara was not a Chiddush that people will say. The Chiddush of the Gemara was not a Chiddush that people will say that he was a Oiv HaMakir B'Fatish. The Chiddush is that people will say that for Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shehimidoi b'Shabbos v'Oval al Zeiris Chachomim she'osru l'shmiya kol b'Shabbos b'kli ha'miyuch l'kach. Fine. That's l'chayre Rav Moshe learned like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and he asked unless you have a quiet alarm clock. What was it? If you can hear in another room, that's also. If you can only hear in this room, it's mutter. One? Okay, you stay kept alone, so it's good. The shadow doesn't wake you up, though. That's the shadow. Yeah, there's a pillow over it. Then you have to know who Lemaise, he made a coil that, okay, he's going to rectify it. I don't know. This is not Kapana Machum of Erev
Shabbos.
He's talking about Erev Shabbos. No, when?
They have a clear bomb.
Yeah.
Early lunch. They'll get along by Thursday.
That will be an issue. What's the chiller? Yeah, they'll normally... No, because normally you set the alarm before you go to sleep. That's what people are going to say. Now, Agavuch, I saw something very interesting, which is just in the Bamish. The Marsham in Simin Shin Lamed Ches clears a shayla, that he clears a shayla like this. He has a shayla la'alochet, that a person has a clock that rings every hour. He's not talking about an electric clock, he's talking about a portion of the clock. But there's something that's pushed down that makes it shouldn't ring. It shouldn't even ring. What?
Silence.
That's right. So he calls a shayla in Shabbos. In Shabbos, are you allowed to pick it up? That's a shayla. Are you allowed to pick it up? Now that I pick it up, it's going to make noise in Shabbos. So this, he brings down a Shuvis Mario. The Marsham brings down a Simin Shin Lamed Ches, a Shuvis Mario. So the Shuvis Mario wanted to be matter for a few reasons. Number one, there's a Mogen Avraham that says the whole Isser of a Shmo Yisrael is Dafka Teil Shel Simcha. Music, rhythm, dos, a drum, dos, something that makes music. A kel shel simcha is also. Not a kel shel simcha is mutter. Here, just the bang is not a kel shel simcha, just to be more shame, make it no domi. So he wants to be made. But then he brings down the goyin asel. The goyin asel is all ashmoy's coil, the clean. It's moilik nageya if you have a knocker on a door, you're allowed to use a Shabbos to knock. That's a Shabbos. Are you day clean? According to the Goyin Itosa. So the Mele, Sapil, it's not a Kosho Simcha, it's also one. Then he says, but listen, Shabbos Kosho, the whole Isha of Shabbos Kosho is at the Rabbon. And this is a Gromer. They took it away, so when it comes down, so maybe it's Mutter. Maybe it's Mutter. So he cloud a shayla, maybe it's mutter in Shabbat. But at Eichen, at the Vorem Megiyim, we see over here that the Shulchan Aruch learned that that was the shot, that people will think that he did it in Shabbat. It's also a Shmos Kol, not Shel Simcha, Al Yedei Gomer. I mean, that's also the same thing. In the Rav Moshe, after the Pilo Erev Shabbos, we don't have the Heter of the Ramor. Agavulchir, they asked the Chazaynish, could be another Lamedus also, but they asked the Chazaynish, we're talking about a Poshe the clock, are you allowed to lift up the thing that the alarm should start going? The thing that silences the alarm, you're allowed to lift it up in Shabbos? The Chazaynish said that it's also. So this Shaila. So others want to say the Chazayni shall the Chazanisa deraisa. You're making it now, it's able to ring. That's right, the Rabbeinu, I'm not giving a fuss. Could be. That's the push it down. Push it down, it didn't ring yet. Okay, so not by an electric clock. So others say if it's called Boyne, it'll be called Seichel. They talk about if it's called Boyne, if I make it ring, it's called Boyne, so it's called Seichel. So that they also speak about. Fine, so this is what we have to speak about. So, Kaponim, these are all the modern halachas and Hanigei Alonu, a dishwasher washing. Oh, but they say one thing. They say, but what if you have, let's say, I have a central air conditioner that goes on, or I have an air conditioner goes on and off, and it's very noisy? This is the Ramos Hefel. This is how an air conditioner works. If I pass by 9 o'clock and all of a sudden I hear the air conditioner just went on, so no one will call him that he put on the air conditioner now. That's an air conditioner worth. So here I am, the Mossad. So if you have such a machine that goes on and off, it makes a lot of noise, but that's the Shtenga. That's how it works. Then we have that of the Mossad.